Hello, this is Lauren Gonzalez from the Bureau of Justice Assistance Body-Worn Camera Team, and today I'm speaking with Mr. Tom Ellis about his role as lead researcher in the evaluation of the Hampshire Police Department's body-worn camera rollout. In addition to his role on the Ministry of Justice Race Statistics Advisory Board, Mr. Ellis is a principal lecturer at the Institute of Criminal Justice Studies at the University of Portsmouth in southeastern England. His expertise areas include criminal justice, youth justice, prisons, prostitution, and race, as well as diversity and Japanese criminal justice. Until 1999, he worked for the Home Office Research, Development, and Statistics Directorate and also had a two-year spell at the United Nations Interregional Crime and Justice Research Institute based in Rome. Quite a resume, Mr. Ellis. Thank you for speaking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just to begin, I've heard the abstract of your study, but could you give our listeners an overview of the evaluation that you conducted with the University of Portsmouth and the Hampshire Constabulary?
Well, this study that we're doing now for the whole of Hampshire is following on from a pilot study, which you already have on your website. Mm-hmm. We collaborated with Hampshire Constabulary to carry out a piece of action research this time, which focuses on the human camera interaction, both in collecting the video on the street and also in the follow-up investigations and the use in prosecutions, trials, and sentencing.
Okay. I know that the university was involved. Can you explain why the university decided to get involved in this evaluation process with the Hampshire Constabulary?
The Constabulary came to speak to me about the introduction of cameras, and they'd already decided in their pilot study to give every officer a camera, and they wanted us to evaluate personal issue of the cameras, and this was early days, really. We learned a lot from the operational policing perspective and the demands on the management information, which we equated as rather similar to evaluation information, and we quickly identified that the police prioritized the evaluation of operational impact. And in Hampshire's case, they decided body cameras were going to be an inevitable addition to police equipment, and I think time has proven them right. So for us, we were most interested in evaluating what the frontline officers did in practice and matching this against what was expected.
Absolutely. What were some of the results and recommendations that came out of that evaluation?
I think the evaluation had a number of different types of outcomes because we evaluated everything we could. One of the things that was fairly clear to us is that we needed this type of research to figure out where you expected cameras to have the impact. So they're not going to have impact on, in most cases, murders, rape, and arson, the big three in most countries. The impact is going to be on this kind of low-level, high-volume, nuisance, public safety kind of issue. And that was very much borne out by our analysis. But the major part of an interest that Hampshire Police then had was actually the process that we went through with the officers, going out with them on the street and looking at how they actually use the cameras. So I think what's happening now really is that the whole nation has taken up cameras and the whole world is beginning to. And I think the question about whether cameras work or not has kind of switched and been superseded to questions about how to make them work best, because there's no doubt everybody's going to have them. And perhaps, the way we're going now and what we discovered was that this is going to have to be convergent with other technologies, not just the cameras on their own.
Did your study notice any significant changes in the behavior of police when they were wearing the body-worn cameras?
It's difficult to say because we didn't have a control group that said, that looked at officers without the cameras. So in our case, and in fact, not many studies have managed to observe this, although this is what we are now looking at in our new study. So I'll be able to answer that question better at the end of this new study. Certainly in other areas, there is evidence that self-awareness of the officers and of the people they're speaking to tends to go up. From our data analysis of incivilities and crime, what's also clear, though, is that if alcohol or drugs are involved, then the public's behavior, if you like, does not change.
Right. Absolutely. Now, what were some benefits to government officials partnering with researchers for an evaluation process like this?
Yeah, I think in our conversations with them from the first project and through to this second one, and the reason that we got the funding was that we're trying to, in a way, get rid of the distinction between management information and evaluation information. So one of the big findings, if you like, one of the big spin-offs from this project is that it questions the ability of existing data systems to keep pace with the questions that are being asked about cameras and, in fact, most other innovations. So the cameras themselves have led to a whole back office focus now, and we're going to have to trace the use of the video footage all the way through to, right through to trial. And I think that's where management, police managers and also police operational, you know, the guys on the street are actually quite interested in how this camera evidence is going to play out. Certainly, it looks as though the evidence itself, if you know how to use the cameras and you know how to speak to the cameras, the evidence itself is much stronger if the cameras are used well, but they can be used not so well, and that can weaken your case.
Absolutely. How is this new study that you're currently working on, kind of, how did that develop out of this, the previous study, and what will you be focusing on now that's different from the first initial study?
Well, the first initial study was a very broad brush approach. It looked at complaints against the police, changes in reporting and recording of crime and incivilities, amongst other things. But the one thing that impressed really Hampshire Police from what we did was us going out on the beat with officers and looking at the way that they use cameras. And then what we had to do was go through different data systems and trace those cases that we'd observed all the way through the data systems to see if a differential impact had been made. And what we found was that where cameras were used, you were more likely to get early guilty pleas, you're more likely to get guilty pleas at trial, and et cetera. So it made it a much more effective criminal justice process. And it was that factor that the police then said, well, can you do a bigger study in a larger part of Hampshire? And we'll see if we can repeat that exercise.
Absolutely. Would you recommend government officials partnering with researchers in the future, and if so, why?
I think there is quite a change in terms of probably the blurring of between those lines. And so the answer would be yes. The interaction between academic research approaches and policing craft, as it's often known, and that includes not just on the street, but, you know, the back office, the investigations, and right the way through to prosecutions, is that area is developing very fast, and the technology that we're using now has a massive role to play in this, and more technologies will come online where that line will get increasingly blurred. And I think that's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Ellis. We are very grateful you could speak with us today on this topic. We encourage law enforcement, justice, and public safety leaders whose agencies are interested in learning more about the implementation of body-worn camera programs to visit the Body-Worn Camera Toolkit at www.bja.gov/BWC. This toolkit offers a variety of resources that agencies can use to help with adoption and use for community engagement, policy development, data collection, officer training, and educational purposes. We also encourage listeners to share and promote these resources with your colleagues and staff. Lastly, all these resources, especially the Body-Worn Camera Toolkit, have been designed as a national resource, your resource. Please submit your ideas for new content through the BWC support link at the bottom of the homepage. This is Lauren Gonzalez of the Bureau of Justice Assistance Body-Worn Camera Team signing off. Thank you to our listeners for joining us today.